Hello and welcome to our second session of the Game of Life Masterclass. So I hope that you've been able to listen to the first session. And if so, you know that it was loaded with information. And I trust that you've been exploring thoughts and beliefs that are being revealed to you. You know, when you move that much energy and you start taking in information, that's what's going to happen. Thoughts are going to start to be revealed, beliefs that don't serve. They're all coming forward to be healed. And I want to encourage you to post in the Masterclass's private Facebook group if you need help and if there's something you want to celebrate or you have questions. Now, before we begin, I want to share with you that after diving into Florence's concepts and teaching how to take them to the next level for oh my God, over 20 years. I know there's a side effect to moving so much energy. Now, as I mentioned in our first session, when you registered for this class, you drew a line in the sand with the universe. You put the universe on notice that you mean business. And it wasn't just the universe, it was your own subconscious. You have drawn that line in the sand. And you mean business. And when we do this, whether we're taking a class or we're just setting an intention to improve our life on our own, the universe jumps on board. It steps to the plate to show you the energy that's been blocking you so you can align your three levels of consciousness. Unfortunately, that energy is usually revealed by some form of adversity that triggers it. Now, this is a side effect of setting your intention to improve your life, and it happens to everyone in some form. And when we don't know why this happens, we want to throw up our hands and scream that this is too hard. It's too hard to improve my life because every time I try, it's like, as my grandma used to say, it's like my life goes to hell in a handbasket. I've been there, done that myself. And as a matter of fact, every time I teach a new class or present a new mastermind based on Florence's books, that's exactly what happens to me too. A thought pattern or belief that holds an intense level of uncomfortable energy pops up right in my face that I need to look at to be free of. And usually it shows up through some form of adversity. But now I recognize it for what it is. It's a golden opportunity for us to process through energy that's been blocking us. And I get excited to overcome whatever shows up next, to face those fears that were hidden, to transform them to that higher vibration of love and be free of them. Now you'd think that you'd think that I'd reach the end of that by now. In full transparency, those experiences aren't nearly so difficult or challenging anymore because I've achieved and sustained my elevated energy consistently every day. Now what shows up is usually just kind of like a house cleaning, like dusting or vacuuming. I don't need a thorough inside clean. But things still do show up. And this happens because we're all as an onion. We have lots of layers to process through. But when we know why they're being revealed, instead of being upset, we have the opportunity to get excited, process through it, and come out the other side with ease and grace, empowered. So when this happens to you, and it will at some point, because you live in a human body, be aware of why it's happening and shift that anxious fear energy from being blindsided to empowered. Because now you know why it's happening and what to do. Because last week we learned about resistance energy, the act of observation, following energy breadcrumbs, and processing through all of it with love energy to create a higher outcome. And if you have questions, if you have questions about any of this or comments or aha moments, please post in the private Facebook group and we can discuss. I love a good discussion and I'm excited to support you. So now we'll create our safe, sacred space. So just get comfortable and let's just take a few deep breaths together. And we'll quiet our minds before we dive into our content today. Together, we'll create a circle of love that transcends the illusion of time and space so that we can join together. And we'll just quiet our minds, and then I'll begin with a prayer. And this circle we create transcends the illusion of time and space to join us together. And before we begin, I want to give you just a little bit more background on the Quiet Your Mind technique. I learned this from Deepak Chopra and use it with permission of the Chopra Center. And I begin all my meditations now using this technique because each section addresses different areas of the brain to bring your heart and mind into harmony, releasing that tension from your body and supporting you to shift your energy to the vibration of love. And this technique does include asking questions. So don't try to answer those questions when I ask. Life will move you into those answers. So I've added music to this experience, and you'll notice that many of the guided journey meditations in this class use the same music. And that's by design, so that after you've listened to the meditations long enough, you'll be able to simply think about the music and your body will immediately begin to calm down and unwrap shrink-wrapped energy, opening that way for you to connect with the divinity within. And we begin. So just place your feet flat on the floor. And with your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes. And with a really deep breath, just focus your attention on your heart. And now with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now just ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now with another deep breath, simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now with another deep breath, on the inhale, focus again on your heart. And on the exhale, allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. And we ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart. All that's ours by divine right, under grace. And together we broadcast out love of the highest order, healing from within to without. In deepest gratitude, amen. And with eyes still closed, we come together as one, with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. And now I ask Florence's spiritual energy and that of the angelic beings of love and light to join us and create a circle of love. Archangel Michael gently takes your hand and guides you to the circle where Florence and I take your hand and complete our circle. And through the ethers of time and space, we come together as one. And now I ask an aspect of you to please step into the center of our circle. And now with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. Accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now once again, rejoin with hands our circle of love. And together we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet go into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so now we'll dive into our class content. So during our first session, we dove deep into the hidden dynamics of the energy of manifesting through giving and receiving. We explored the reality of manifesting like a magnet through the energy that's most dominant in our subconscious and how to control what that energy is. We shook the wrinkles out of the three levels of consciousness and got a much clearer understanding of why they work the way they do. And we got action steps to manage, focus, and align them to the highest love vibration. Plus, we gained a deeper understanding of just how powerful we really are. Florence takes understanding our power further in today's chapter, The Law of Prosperity. Florence shares with us that getting into the spiritual swing of things is no easy matter for the average person. The adverse thoughts of doubt and fear surge from the subconscious. They're the army of the aliens, which must be put to flight. And this explains why it's so often darkest before the dawn. A big demonstration is usually preceded by tormenting thoughts. Having made a spiritual statement of high spiritual truth, one challenges the old beliefs in the subconscious, and error is exposed to be put out. Wow. These statements are loaded with magical insight as to why setting our intention to improve our lives sets loose a storm of resistance energy. And when we're in the thick of it, that's just what it feels like. A raging storm with lightning, thunder, wind, rain, and sometimes it hails. This is the side effect I talked about when we began this session. Before we dive into this, let's take a look at what Florence spoke of in the beginning of the chapter. She speaks of the divinity within, of God being man's supply, and that one with God is a majority. She's adamant that there's a supply for every demand, and that God, the divinity, is man's supply. This tells me, without ego, that each of us has the power of God within. That's why one with God is a majority. And when you think about it, it feels right. It feels right, like being wrapped in a warm blanket of love. It's a knowing, a full belief that whispers from our soul. We each have the power to bless and to multiply, to heal and to prosper, to manifest through the kingdom within all that fulfills our square of life, all the experiences to live our version of heaven on earth. We have the power to mold energy into form. We have the power to manifest now. Now, in our last session, we talked about Florence's realm of perfect ideas, our field of potentiality, or the quantum field, where the inventory of experiences needed to fulfill our square of life reside. Everyone has access to this energetic space. No one is left out. And that through our superconscious, our higher self, that is the vibration of love energy. We have the power to manifest what we want. Health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression, and so much more. Feelings of happiness, freedom, joy, and that deep, deep feeling of peace within. That feeling of being confident that we belong. That feeling of oneness, of being whole and complete, no matter what's going on around us. We're not an outsider looking in, wishing to be accepted, wishing to be held in some semblance of value, wishing for love, because we are love. We are the greater consciousness of God energy incarnate. This is what the angels are speaking of when they say that our purpose is to be love. We're to overcome the fear of this physical world and reconnect with the love, the divinity, the God part within that is our essence. So let's all take a deep breath and just breathe into that resonance of the God part within us as best you can. And as you're breathing, accept that it's your birthright to be happy. Whatever happiness is for you, that happiness feeling is yours by divine right. No matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. So just take a really deep breath. And on the exhale, just drop your jaw. Can you feel that tension releasing out of your face when you drop your jaw? And now just take another deep breath and just embrace this knowing to your heart, this truth. You deserve to be happy. Now, the physical world teaches us that we're separate from God by sin, that we as humans are separate from the divinity. That is a lie. But until we know it's a lie, that fear of being alone, separate, that fear energy is sharp, and that inner fear can be paralyzing. We can be fine, just fine, living our lives. But then we see something on the news or social media, or we get an unexpected statement in the mail, and instantly we feel that sting of fear or anxiety. And depending on the negative beliefs we've got hiding out in our subconscious, the pain of the fear we feel could be at an extreme level of anxiety. And if we're busy, our brain takes in the information, but instead of looking at the fear we're feeling, we just keep going. And that fear is loose, bouncing around in our subconscious. And then next thing you know, wham, it hits us. We're upset. We feel that angst in our body, and sometimes we don't even know why, because we may have been stuffing it for days or weeks. And now you know why. Now you can be aware. You can recognize being triggered by fear energy when it happens to you, and now you know you have the power within you to shift out of that fear using all the tools that we talked about last week. Let's unpack Florence's statement that summed up this chapter. Getting into the spiritual swing of things means becoming more aware of the energetic vibration of our thoughts and our words, tuning in to the energy of our inner feelings, and learning how to manage all that energy. If you're trying to do this by yourself, it can be overwhelming because juggling life can be a lot. But when you add focusing on improving your life through your energy too, sometimes that's just too much. Like I talked about earlier, and you feel like you're failing because next thing you know, adverse thoughts of doubt and fear surge from the subconscious. Now, in our last session, we talked about this. When we decide we want to be, do, or have something, we set that intention to improve our lives in some way, and the energy that's been hanging out in our subconscious, that energy that's between us and already having what we want, it reveals itself, not to punish us, but to free us from it. And this energy can be feelings of doubt, worry, not being good enough, fretting about how we're going to get what we want, when the logical, rational mind sees no way. These fear-filled thoughts are the army of the aliens and must be put to flight. They must leave your subconscious forever. The reality is, that all those thoughts of not having what we want and the feelings of not being good enough, those thoughts and feelings are alien. They're not of us because we are love, the essence of God. Those alien thoughts and feelings are learned responses. They're taught to us by the anxieties of this physical world. And no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to live a fulfilled square of life. You deserve happiness. Lack and limitation is not in your field of potentiality. It doesn't make the realm of perfect ideas at all. Let's get one thing very clear. Happiness, living a fulfilled square of life, is not a reward for good behavior. No, it's your divine right to live your version of heaven on earth, to be happy no matter what's going on around you. Putting the alien thoughts to flight means dissolving those negative thought patterns and beliefs to their native nothingness. Because if we hang on to them, whether consciously or subconsciously, they are vain imaginings that will be made real through our own mismanaged, fear-laced visions. Now, I don't know about you, but I proved that for years before I was introduced to Florence's teachings. Make no mistake, when we hold the vision with worry energy and we replay over and over again in our head the experiences we do not want, we feed the negative energy and it becomes an army of negative thoughts and feelings, an army of alien thoughts and feelings, and they will manifest exactly what we do not want. And that army of negative thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, they are what fight the battle within us that keeps us in a perpetual cycle of chaos and anxiety, feeling stressed and stuck. Where our focus goes, like the man preparing for what he'd say when he wasn't able to pay his debt, he got to use his prepared speech instead of paying the debt. Our doubt feeds negative thoughts, and we fall into a fear-filled swamp of despair that magnifies our fear. This is the darkness before the dawn, and it's normal. When we succumb to doubt and the worry of how something's going to happen, we create over and over again worry energy experiences until we consciously choose to use our power and crawl out of that pit of worry, energy, and despair. When we consciously choose to shift our energy, when we consciously choose to release the need to worry about how something is going to happen, and instead accept the truth, the inherent truth that everything we want is already ours. It's in our inventory. When we consciously choose, we challenge the old hidden beliefs of not being good enough, those negative beliefs that have ruled our subconscious energy probably since we were children. This is the resistance energy that begs us to be observed, healed, transformed, and in its place, we hold love of the highest order. You know, things happen to us when we're children that we have no control over. And they get buried in our subconscious. Because we're children, we don't know how to manage whatever happened. We don't know what to do with it. Back when I was 4, which was like 100 years ago, it seems like, we had been living near my grandmother on my mom's side, and I loved her so much. She was my mom. She was amazing. And when I was four, we moved out of state, away from her, to where my grandmother on my dad's side lived. And my mom and dad left my brothers and I with my grandmother on daddy's side. And not only did we not know her, but she was scary. We were going in and out of her house, and it was summertime. And, well, she said, in or out. You have to stop going in and out, because she had air conditioning and we were letting all the cold air out. But anyway, I decided I wanted to be outside. And next thing I know, well, I had to use the bathroom. And I didn't know how to do that outside. And I was afraid to go inside. So I wet my pants at 4 years old. And my mom and dad got home and got back to grandma's house or grandmother's house. And I was sitting on the swing crying. My pants were wet. And of course, when I told them why, things got ugly for everybody. My mom didn't like my grandmother, and my dad was stuck in the middle, and it was really nobody's fault, but everybody was upset. And I took on those feelings of shame and guilt and not good enough. I wasn't even good enough to use the bathroom in the house, embarrassment, all those things. And I shoved all those into the subconscious because I didn't know what to do with them. And then years later, things would happen, and those feelings would all get triggered. The shame, the guilt, the not good enough to even use the bathroom in the house. I was not important. All those feelings came, would come back when I would get triggered until I recognized the trigger. I asked to follow the breadcrumbs and discovered that back when I was 4 years old, this experience happened, and it was really nobody's fault. It was just an experience. It was painful for everyone, but it wasn't really a fault. It was just an experience. And from seeing that, I could put that energy to bed. I transform that energy to love so I don't get triggered anymore. And that's just an example of how that can happen. Now, when we stand in our power, we see the error or the lie of these old beliefs. We see, feel, and know that they're not true, and the shackles of fear, doubt and lack, and in my case, shame and guilt. Those things that were hidden beliefs, they no longer hold power over us. It's been put out. It dissolves. It transforms. That all that energy transforms back to a love essence, and we're free. Now, when we choose to stand in the empowerment vibration of the emotion of gratitude and embody the frequency of love energy, we can see the beliefs for the lie that they are. And we're set free of their shackles that have held us prisoner for years. Now, in this chapter, Florence tells us of a woman who needed $3,000. And that may not sound like a lot of money today, but when we look at the inflation factor in today's world, she needed over $50,000. No wonder she wanted Florence to stay with her to help her hold that doubt-free energy of knowing. Florence didn't stay with her, but she continued to treat, which means that Florence continued to hold the energy of believing that what the woman needed was already hers. Florence knew without doubt that the woman could manifest as much money as she needed. Florence knew that whatever the woman wanted that would fulfill her square of life was already hers. The money was a part of the woman's inventory in her field of potentiality. She knew, and through that knowing, she held the firm belief. Florence called it perfect faith. And together, they held the power of two, which made the money making its way to the woman's hands inevitable. Now, the man who needed $50,000 for his business, with inflation, today the man would be wanting over $750,000, almost a million. It was over $900,000. The man told Florence that getting the money was impossible. It was too late. She told him she didn't know about business, but she knew all about God. And what she knew was the vibration of energy of the superconscious, the God part or divinity within. She knew of the power. And again, I'm restricted here by English vocabulary, but she knew, she had full belief, she had perfect faith through all levels of her consciousness that what the man wanted was his. In her mind, there was no way it could not be his. His business needed the money. His business fulfilled his square of life. Of course the money was his. And his vibratory belief demanded the money be set free to be made manifest into the physical plane. It had no choice. Florence's three levels of consciousness were aligned, and through Florence's energy, she held the safe space for the man to align his three levels of consciousness too. Her belief was so strong that the man was able to hold on to it, and when he walked into the bank, he said, "I've come for the loan." There's tremendous power in those words. I've come for the loan. Do you think the man thought about what he'd say? I don't think so. I feel that he got on the train in the energy of knowing, probably without any negative thoughts at all, only the belief that he was going to go pick up his loan. His vibratory essence moved beyond the analytical 3D world to that of the quantum field, where energy is molded into form by thoughts of the same vibratory force. His thoughts created the spark, while Florence supported his emotions to believe the loan was his. The man walked into the bank, and the full belief of knowing within him formed words, and he heard his voice say, "I've come for the loan." Today, we place an order through Amazon, and it's delivered to our door. We don't even have to go anywhere to get it. Working with the quantum field, Florence's realm of perfect ideas works the same way. Years ago, when I was presenting the first class based on the Game of Life, oh my God, this was forever ago, I was holding the space for the participants to manifest what they wanted. One of the participants told me what she wanted, and my human brain went, "Oh my gosh, how is she going to do that?" And I don't even remember what it was, but my human analytical brain engaged. And immediately, I heard Florence's spiritual essence say, "Kate, get out of your head. Of course she can have what she wants. It's already hers." And I knew she was right. I felt that shift within me. I left my head, so to speak, and I felt with the very essence of my beingness that, of course, she could have what she wanted. It was already hers. I could feel it. And the best part, it only took moments for me to experience that shift. It was a conscious choice to get out of my head space and back into my heart space. When I announced to the free Facebook group that the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook was available to purchase from Amazon, the group members began purchasing the playbook. Every cell of my body wanted the playbook to make it into the top 100 of at least one of our categories. And when it would do that, when it gets into the top 100, that becomes a bestseller status at Amazon. And the way to know when this happens is to watch the rankings in the categories and refresh the page over and over. Now, Amazon's supposed to update the categories every hour, but this was on a Sunday and it was taking 2.5 to 3 hours. But every time it updated, the book kept going up in the rankings. And I was sharing the new rankings in the Facebook group. It was so exciting sharing the news with everyone. It was like birthing a baby. It took 2 days, but it was more than just going up in the rankings. It was knowing that everyone who purchased the playbook would be taking their power to a new level of mastery. So it was a combined emotional experience for it to become an Amazon bestseller and for those who are purchasing it to improve their lives. Now, early in the afternoon, after spending hours watching for the Amazon ranking updates, I remember I was finally making my bed. And instead of sitting in front of the computer waiting for the next update, and then as I walked around the end of the bed, I just knew. I knew without any doubt that it was going to make it into the top 100 books in a category, one of our categories. And with that knowing, I felt a deep, intense peace. And then late Sunday evening, the playbook made it to number 93 in one of our categories. It was in the top 100 books. It had made bestseller status. It was amazing. But the point is the feeling of knowing that it was going to happen. It was no longer a question. I knew before I had physical proof. Now, Florence teaches us of the power of two, holding the space. She teaches us of how we're manifesting all the time through giving our energy out to the world and receiving the material thing or experience of matched, aligned energy. She teaches of how we manifest material things and experiences through us. When the man who wanted the bank to loan him over almost $1 million, over $900,000 by today's inflation calculator, Florence knew the money was in the man's field of potentiality. It was in his realm of perfect ideas. So he must have been holding the energy to block the bank from giving it to him. And that's why she said to him, "I suppose you lost your temper while at the bank. Therefore, your power." The man's anger blocked him, and the anger stemmed from a hidden belief that he was not good enough in some way to get the money. But when he joined Florence's power of two, she supported him to shift to the knowing, and with that knowing, he recognized that the money was his. The money had been, as Florence explains it, awaiting his recognition. He had been in captivity of fear and doubt, stumbling around in the darkness before the dawn. But Florence's unwavering belief released him from the shackles of fear. She told him he was identified in love with the spirit of everyone connected with the bank and to let the divine idea come out of the situation. The vibration of her words infused the entire situation, the man, the bank, the people at the bank, the money, with the vibration of love to create the highest outcome for everyone. She held the safe space for him to see through the darkness of doubt to the realization of gratitude at having the money. He held the vision of getting the money. His vision made the demand, and the money was made manifest. The man's thought was the spark, and together with his emotions, now emotions of receiving, he created the cause, and the effect was receiving the money. The manifestation was inevitable. This is how we know when something is truly ours by divine right. Here's an experiment. We're going to step into the world of the wondrous, where all things are possible. And here in this world of the wondrous, you can have what you want. No matter what it is, you can have it. So think of the first thing that you'd wish for. It doesn't matter what it is. You can have it. Think about it. How does it feel? Do you feel that joy in your body? The singing of your heart, the swell of excitement, that full body, yes, I can have this. What you want is in your realm of perfect ideas. It's in your field of potentiality. The quantum field is holding it for you. Demand this or better. If you feel angst energy, that resistance energy in your body, take a look at it. Observe it. What is the resistance energy, that feeling, trying to tell you about the emotional energy you're holding within that's begging to be healed so you can be free of it? When we want something, and that feeling of want is a feeling of separation, a feeling of lack. It's a feeling of don't have. You don't feel whole or complete. There's a piece, a part of you missing. When you can fully vision in your mind's eye, being, doing, or having what you want, when you embody this vision through all the cells of your beingness, you don't feel the separation. You don't feel lack or like there's a missing part of you, because in your vision, your body fully feels that you have what you want. And as a result, there is no more want. There is no more separation or lack because you already have what you want. Some might say you stop wanting what you want. And the statement would be true because you already have it in the realm of perfect ideas, making that manifestation into the 3D world inevitable. Now, before we complete, I'd like to do a little guided journey with you. So just close your eyes and set your intention to open the vision of your mind's eye. Now here we are together, you and I. Our energy is here together. And let's just take a really deep breath. And in this moment, vision that one thing that you want to be, do, or have. It can be a material thing like money or a home, a trip, anything you want. And together, we're invoking the power of two. I don't need to know what it is. All I have to do is believe what you want is yours. And I do believe. I know without any doubt, hesitation, or fear, I know what you want is yours. Think of something you want, and together we take another really deep breath. Whatever you want to be, do, or have is already made manifest. I ask the angels to bring in the light of love of the highest order. And together, we hold the vision with you. We can see through the darkness of not having to the light of receiving, to the light of having. Florence tells us that what you want is awaiting your recognition, waiting for you to see, to vision yourself having what you want. Allow your mind's eye to see yourself being, doing, or having what you want. How do you feel? Where are you? Are you walking with more confidence? Are you feeling more peaceful? Breathe in the experience. You can see it, feel it. You're walking around with it or in it, holding what you want in your hand, breathing it in. Our vision fulfills the demand that what you want is made manifest. Breathe in the knowing of your heart that what you want is already yours. Open your arms wide to receive. Allow what you want to come through you. Through the energy of having already received. You receive through the divinity within. You are the giver and the gift. And from this state, where feelings of want does not exist, where you are whole and complete, fulfilled, the manifestation of your vision into your physical 3D world is inevitable. There is a supply for every demand, and we demand what you want. We demand that it now manifest in the physical world as a material thing or as an experience under grace. Tell the universe, I have come for and state what you want. Breathe into the knowing that this is happening for you right now, with your eyes closed, breathing deeply. What you want is yours. You can feel it. And now we want to ground into this experience, locking the manifestation of what you want into existence for the highest good of all. What you want, this or better. Allow roots from your feet to go down into the soils of Mother Earth, down to the core healing love light at her center, where your roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, connecting you, anchoring you with the power, strength, and stamina of Mother Earth. And with another deep breath, pull that power back up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart, where you are one with the divinity within. And when you're ready, open your eyes. You have directed the molding of formless energy into a material thing or an experience. You've given your subconscious power direction. You've created the cause. Now be open to the effect. Now your job is to prepare for what you want to be made manifest on the physical plane without any judgment or worry about how it's going to happen. You've placed your order with the universe, like placing an order at Amazon and waiting for your order to arrive. You may be guided to take action steps to support the delivery of your order, like being home to get an Amazon order, or watching your email after choosing special delivery options. Take the action steps and prepare for receipt. The biggest action step is to hold that energy of having already received, that joy where there is no separation of lack and want. Vision yourself typing with great excitement into the post field of the private Facebook group so we can celebrate with you. So we just put your manifesting power on steroids. Prepare for receipt. Okay, so let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked how there really is a supply for every demand and why. We now understand that negative thoughts are an army of aliens and what to do with them. We know the action steps to see through the darkness before the dawn to see the light of manifestation complete. We now know how to recognize the energy of feeling and believing that we're not good enough to be, do, or have what we want. And we know what to do to be free of it. And we now know that visioning is as simple as allowing our mind's eye to see what we want and immersing ourselves in that feeling of having, of experiencing, of doing. And that this experience of vision through our mind's eye and our body's emotions demands the energy mold into form and be made manifest from within to without. If you have any questions about this, anything you want to discuss about it, please post in the private Facebook community. I'd love to hear your aha moments, what you're working on to manifest, how you're feeling about the energy in your body. Let's discuss. Let us support you. Now, we are moving a tremendous amount of energy when you listen to the sessions, when you activate what you're learning, when you absorb and put into practice, you are moving energy. Be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water. Listen to your body. When you need more sleep, schedule it. Take good care of yourself. What you're doing here in this class is not the only thing that's going on. We've got so much energy moving throughout the planet, coming into the planet. The push and pull of the energy, it's all happening at the same time. Be gentle with yourself. Now, the next session, we're going to dive into Chapter 3, The Power of the Word. In the meantime, remember, no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy, and you have the power within you to create and live your fulfilled square of life.